Star Trap by Simon Brett. This book is read by Jeffrey Howard. To my parents, with thanks for all that education, and with special thanks to Bill and Chris, who know all about it. Part 1, London. Chapter 1. "Actually," said Gerald Venables after a sip from his wine glass, "there's a bit more to it than that." "Ah," said Charles Paris, "I thought there might be." Gerald took a long pause and twiddled the stem of his wine glass. Charles wondered what the catch would be. Gerald was a good friend, but was unlikely to be offering him a job from purely altruistic motives. And if it were just a gesture of goodwill, he wouldn't have made it over lunch at Martinez. "In fact," the solicitor picked out his words like a philatelist handling stamps, "there may be something rather odd going on in this show."
"Odd?"
"Well, as you know, a West End musical is a very large financial undertaking, and with any large financial undertaking there are probably as many people who wish it to fail as succeed. And the people whom I represent are very anxious that this particular show should succeed."
"You mean you've got money in it?"
Charles knew this would make Gerald bridle. Though well known in theatrical circles as a speculator, the solicitor would never admit to his involvement. "One of the people whom I represent," came the frosty professional reply, "has a considerable financial stake in the venture. It is on his behalf that I am approaching you." Charles winked. Gerald deflated, smiled, and moved the conversation away from money. "Listen, Charles, the reason that we want you in the show is that we need an investigator on the spot to keep an eye open for anything untoward."
"I see."
"And, of course," remembering that even as cynical an actor as Charles Paris had his professional pride, "because you would be absolutely ideal..."